Welcome to Yoga Poetry Radio. I'm your host, Tina Laura Lee, and this podcast is a companion to my newsletter on loss and liberation called Songs of Forgiveness. I post my letters with the phases of the moon, and I invite you to subscribe and travel time along with me. Today's episode is Yoga Nidra. And I invite you to find a comfortable place to rest. Yoga Nidra is a practice of leading your attention through your body in order to find a yogic sleep. So a sleep where you're not asleep and not awake. You can use this practice however you choose. The traditional position for Yoga Nidra is lying on your back. You can prop something under your knees in order to make that a comfortable position for you. And you could prop something little under your head in order to keep your neck comfortable. Or just find the position and location of your choice. If you are taking the prone position or the lying on your back position, palms face up alongside your body. So take a moment to settle in, find the props you need to support the parts of the body that need support. Pillows under heads. Maybe you have other sorts of infrastructure you lie on, you rely on. And find your ground. So wherever your body is touching, making contact with whatever surface you are lying on, bring your attention there. Feel your weight, the solidity of your form pressing into whatever you're lying on. And take a moment to be grounded. And then bring your attention to your breathing. So what's its quality like right at this moment? Deep, slow, shallow. Feel free to adjust it as you wish. Follow it inside your body. Draw it all the way down. Low into your tummy, maybe even lower. Maybe you can feel the base of your spine with your breath. And each inhale, you follow it in. And each exhale, you follow it out. Ideally, your lips are sealed and you're breathing through your nose. But again, you do you. How does your breath come to you now? What is comfortable? Find the places in your body that move with your breath. If you are breathing into your tummy, let your tummy expand with the inhale and contract with the exhale. Feel what your rib cage is doing as you breathe. Feel the breath move through your nose, through your throat. Now Know that your breath is your constant companion, so be with it. Whenever you lose track of life, whatever's going on around you, come back to the breath. So, are your eyes closed? What is coming in behind your eyelids? See if you can relax around your eyeballs. Find the space at the back of your eyeballs where your optic nerve is. And bring your attention to that space and feel relaxation in your eyes. Notice your ears, what's coming in to your ears. What are you hearing? Are you in a quiet place? Are there people nearby? So notice the outside noises and then draw your attention inside the body. Are there any inside noises you can hear? Could you hear your breath? Can you hear your heartbeat? So feel the touch of the air on any skin that might be exposed. Notice your tongue in your mouth. What is the flavor of the moment? Is there anything? Bring your in your sense of smell. Is there any particular smell around you? So this particular episode is brought to you by Porcupine Medicine, which is innocence, according to animal medicine. So return inside, let go of things on the outside world, drop your thoughts, and let this be a childlike place of innocence and humility. We are taking the time right now to relax. Not exactly sleep yet. But if you fall asleep, that's just fine. In this place of innocence, in this place of porcupine medicine, you can find the power of faith and trust. So faith can move mountains. It's a slow, slow process. It's a building. And I don't know what the mountain is. So there's that. But trust. Means facing whatever's happening right now. with radical acceptance. Sometimes that radical speaks for itself. Sometimes whatever's going on and the effort required to facing it is so radical . So seeing it for what it is, turning towards it, opening with an open heart, it requires eyes, throat, and heart. There's kind of a downward motion with radical acceptance. And whenever my words are not working for you, bring your attention back to your breath. And porcupine is nocturnal and sleeps in trees or roots, hollows of trees, or up high in a tree. I've only seen a porcupine twice in my life here in Minnesota, very near to this same place. And they're so slow. I've seen one walking on the ground, so, so slow, and I've seen one up in a tree, still not moving, even though there was a big group of us staring up at it. They're slow and gentle. They live in a tree. They mostly are by themselves. Unless it's a mother with children. And then they're called a family group called a prickle, which is really cute. So think of porcupine as you curl up in your nest. Ground yourself. And bring your attention to the center of your forehead. Rest there for a moment. Find the stillness there for a moment. Center of your throat. Center of your chest, heart center. Bring your attention to your right shoulder. Bring your attention to your inner elbow of your right arm. Bring your attention to your inner wrist. Bring your attention to the palm of your right hand. Bring your attention to your right thumb, right pointer finger, right middle finger, right ring finger, right pinky finger. Bring your attention to the back of your right hand. bring your attention to the back of your wrist. Bring your attention to your elbow. Right shoulder. Heart center. Bring your attention to your left shoulder. Bring your attention to your inner left elbow. Bring your attention to your inner wrist. Bring your attention to the palm of your hand. Left thumb. Left pointer finger. Left middle finger. Left ring finger. Left pinky finger. Bring your attention to the back of your hand. Left elbow. Left shoulder. Bring your attention to your heart center. Bring your attention to your navel center. Bring your attention to the center of your pelvic bowl. Bring your attention to your right hip joint. Bring your attention to the back of your knee. Right back of your knee. Bring your attention to the back of your right ankle. Sole of your right foot. Right big toe. Right second toe. Right third toe. Right fourth toe. Right pinky toe. Top of your right foot. Bring your attention to your right knee. Bring your attention to your right hip socket. Bring your attention to the middle of your pelvic bowl. Bring your attention to your left hip socket. Bring your attention to the back of your left knee. bring your attention to the back of your left ankle. Bring your attention to the sole of your foot, left foot. Left big toe. Left second toe. Left third toe. Left fourth toe. Pinky toe. Top of your left foot. Front of your left ankle. Knee of your left leg. Left hip joint. Bring your attention to the middle of your pelvic bowl. Bring your attention to your navel center. Bring your attention to your heart space. Bring your attention to your throat center. Take your attention to your breath. Welcome the dreamer for whatever kind of sleep this may be. Asleep in the day that ends now, and you're going to get up and go on to the rest of it. Or sleep in the night. Welcome in the dreamer. Let her do your work. So if you're leaving this practice and going on to the rest of your day, bring your hands together at your heart. Either listen along or join me in the sound of Om to finish out the practice. With this sound, we will seal the deal and send you off to dreamy night of healing and restoration. We are vibrationally sending this out with the sound to be shared with other beings, known and unknown. And then exhale all the air from your lungs. Inhale. Oh. Thank you so much for your practice.